Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for this awesome worship team. Thank you, God. We thank you. They help us so much.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
All right. I want to encourage you tonight as you leave. Ushers will be by the door, and we're taking up a love offering to help Judy's ministry. And we want to bless her. We want to send her away with an exceptional blessing financially. Let her be encouraged and helped in a mighty, mighty way. We've thoroughly enjoyed this little lady from New York City. New York, right?
Is it
Southern
Brooklyn?
Southern Brooklyn. Your accent gives you away. She's from Alabama. You know, I was talking to Judy today. Not too far from where you, where are you from, Miss Lee?
Birmingham. Oh, my goodness.
So she's close. You're like neighbors.
Yes, we are.
You're really close.
Kindred spirit.
Yeah. So how about that?
That's so good.
Yeah. Praise God. Well, let's get on with it and let Judy minister, and let's pray together and welcome the mighty woman of God. Let's just stand and pray together with me, would you? One more time. Make your bones work for you. And Father, we welcome you, and we again welcome the mighty woman of God you sent to minister to us all the way from Alabama. Lord, we wouldn't even know Judy if it were not for Jesus. So we thank you for Jesus and bringing her here. And now, Lord, flow through her, speak through her, surprise her with what comes out of her mouth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. You want to move this up here closer? Okay, there you go. You're off the chain.
I'm off the chain. Oh, goody.
Well, I want to know, was everybody blessed when you went away today by the Word of God? Did the Word of God minister to you? Oh, praise His holy, wonderful, beautiful name. I've been so blessed to be with you and to be with Pastor Gary and Pam, Rabbi Bruce and Jane, and that sweet Paula. And tell me the other sweet lady's Shirley. Name. Shirley. 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 Popperly. Banana Fanna. I remember a long time ago. I'm about to tell my age when I start singing that stuff. Listen. Hey, it's been altogether lovely being here. And mercy. If I look 10 pounds heavier, it's because I am. I ate at their house. Oh, hallelujah. When I go home, my husband's going to send me back for more recipes from Pam, because she makes it different and better than anybody else. I told my husband, well, he said, don't be a pig. I said, it's too late for that. You talk about tearing some food up, brother. I don't know. There was just something in it. All right, something in it. I told my husband, when I come home, I won't be your skinny wife anymore. he don't care. He loves me like I am. That's what I love about it. Now, I have to tell you that in seeking God as to what He wanted for tonight, because it's always about Him, because we have nothing. He has everything. He ministers to everybody that comes under the sound of his voice. Now, I could just pick something, because the Word of God's altogether lovely. I could pick something, and a few of you would be really blessed. But he wants to touch and change and transform every person under the sound of his voice. And if he gets to minister, that'll happen. Now, he was speaking to me. Before I start, though, I have to do the praise prayer, because he always has me do that. He's worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Ah, yes, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Say it with me. Which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. You are our rock and our fortress and our deliverer, our God, our strength in whom we will trust. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto you forever and ever. For you have called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. And neither death nor life nor depth nor height nor any other creature shall ever be able to separate us from your love. You uphold all that fall. Remember, he upholds all that fall. You raise up all that be bowed down. You know what things we have need of even before we ask. You're nigh unto all that call upon you, and those that seek you early find you. You give strength unto your people. You bless your people with peace. You are, oh, sister, he is doing something for you. You are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Woo! Our sorrow is turned into joy before you. For you have given us eternal life through your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. And by his stripes, woo, we are healed. Woo. Thanks be unto you for your unspeakable gift. Our soul doth magnify you, Lord. And our spirit rejoices in God our Savior. Amen. Now, he's been speaking to me about the times we live in. And he said to me, answer everything with my word. Oh, yes now. Yes now. Answer everything with my word. Now, think about it for just, he said this. He said, for my word has already defeated the devil. Woo! Woo! He said, and every time you answer with my word, the devil is reminded that all power has been taken from him. Keys represent authority. If you have keys to something, you have authority over it. Jesus took his keys, and guess who he gave them to? The church. Oh, hallelujah. Now, as we answer only with his word. Okay, let's just say in the times we're living in, you'll hear this when you're in among other people. You'll hear people say things like, I don't know what we're going to do. Everything's going up. You've heard that recently? Everything's going. Everything's so high. Every time you go to the grocery store, the prices have increased. All you got to say is, ooh, but my God and your God shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He'll supply all our need. Listen. Back when I was having Bible study in my home, they were. Now I'm gone so much and at other places, I'm not having it in my home. But I'll tell you about this little place I am having it in a few moments of time. But gas was going high several years ago, like it is now. And they were saying, oh, Sister Judy, if gas keeps going high, if it gets much higher, we won't be able to come to Bible study. I said, if gas goes to $10 a gallon, I'm going to ride Sally Ride, and I'll come get all of y'all and take you home. You know what? You got to see it from God's perspective. We're kingdom. We're not poor mouthing. We're kingdom. And whatever we say out of our mouth, God will back it up. I'm telling you now, what if people are saying, I don't know how much longer I can make it. I feel so weak because I've heard that. And I said, oh, but my sweet sister, Jesus has promised to be your strength. He's promised. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, we don't have to know many scriptures. Some one-liners will answer everything that's going on in the world right now. God will supply our need. Jesus is our strength. One day I was cooking, and I'd promised these 20 people that was coming to my house, I'm going to make everybody's favorite thing. Pam, do you believe I did that?
No.
I did it. And then that Saturday when I got up, I was thinking, what was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking. 20 people are coming to eat with me. And of all things, I didn't tell them, come at 6:30 or 7. I said, everything you desire will be on the table at 5:30. What was wrong with me? I started cooking at 9 o'clock that morning. And by 1 o'clock, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. By 1 o'clock, I was needing a nap. And I was thinking, what was I thinking? Oh, if I could just go sit down for about 20 minutes. But I knew I wouldn't have it ready on time if I did. So I just started saying this. I just started going on about the cooking and just saying, the joy of the Lord's my strength. The joy of the Lord's my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. The joy of the Lord's my strength. The joy of the Lord's my strength. The Lord's the strength of my life. And I said it for about 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, now my back door was closed. Whew. And my husband had just been through the house, looked at me and said, baby, you need to rest. And I said, I realize that, but there's not time to have it ready on time. He goes out the back door. I start saying, the joy of the Lord's my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. And all of a sudden, my door's closed, but a wind. Whew. Don't even get me started now because the Holy Ghost gets all over me every time I think about it. A wind came in my kitchen and it started circling around and around and around me and around me and around me and around me. And it was gone. There's a wind of refreshing coming for you. You are weary. You're tired. But the same wind that came in my kitchen and messed me up is coming for you. The same wind that refreshed me is going to refresh you. And anybody else, God has no respect to person. If you want to be refreshed by that wind, reach up and say, I receive the wind that refreshes, Lord. I receive the wind that refreshes. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you what happened. My husband, all of a sudden, I felt like I'd slept 8 or 10 hours, and I was just rested. There's therefore now rest to the people of God. He that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. My husband, I'm just refreshed. My husband comes back through and says, "Oh, baby." He's so precious. He said, "Oh, baby, I'm so glad you got to rest some." And I said, "Well, I'll have to tell you about it after everybody leaves." Well, I want you to know they didn't leave till late, but it didn't matter with me because I was so refreshed. They could have spent the night and I would have stayed up and talked to them. Do you know at 2:00 in the morning, I was still in that feeling of so being refreshed. At 3:00 in the morning, I was still refreshed. I dozed a little bit and got up and studied for the lesson that Sunday morning, and I was still refreshed. All day long on Sunday, I was refreshed. All day long on Monday, I was refreshed. Monday night, I pondered these things in my heart, and every time I thought on it again, I was refreshed again. Now, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than what? A two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. Woo! Take the sword. Take the Word of God with you. Woo! Hey, I'm a demon slayer. Do you hear me? Woo! Hey, the sword. Hey, I have it with me, and I told my church years ago, I said, if you can ever catch me without my Bible, I'll give you. I love Benjamin's $100 bills. Right. Woo! Hey, it's a woman thing, ain't it, sister? Right. I told, hey, listen, I told, give it to me, sis. I told my church, if you can ever catch me, I know, Lord, I'm messed up.
Okay.
You like them too?
I do.
Yes, it's something that God put in us.
It is,
sure. It's a God thing. We just need them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need them. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it gets tucked back.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I know you do, and I just I'm connected to you. Woo! Now. I said, if you can catch me without my word, I'll give you a Benjamin. I'll give you a $100 bill. Oh, they try so hard. They done quit that mess. I take that thing to bed with me. I take it everywhere. Take the name of Jesus with you. Is that not the word? That's the name of Jesus. He's the word. I take him with me everywhere I go. Because my husband said, one day we was just running down the road. He said, baby, I said, whoop, got to have my word. He said, baby, we're just going a mile down the road. And I said, so you want to leave home without Jesus? You got your American Express. You know the commercial, American Express, don't leave home without it. I said, but you want to leave home without Jesus? I don't think so. If I can't go get him, I'll have to stay home. And he said, get out. Oh, but he let me get back in. He let me get my word. I'm not going anywhere without it. I'm just not. Oh, it's so beautiful to me. I love him. We hide it in our hearts so we won't sin against him. Whew, so beautiful. It's light in the darkness. So beautiful. Joshua, when God commissioned Joshua, in Joshua 1:8, first of all, two or three times he tells us, and fear not, don't be dismayed. Woo! Oh, Lord Jesus. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein how often? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, we either make our way prosperous, and we make our way successful. We make our own way, because he gave us his word. We take that word, and we incorporate it into every sentence that we speak. We call him all together lovely. We come. Jesus said to me one day, you know why my people can't come out of the wilderness? Oh, God. I said, why, God? Why? He said, because they won't lean on their beloved. Woo! Lean on the beloved, and you'll come out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. A man told me one time, I've been in the wilderness. And I said, well, you just going to stay there forever? Now, well, no, I really don't like it here. And I said, well, come out. Lean on the beloved. And come out of the wilderness. And walk in new life. I said, there's a whole world open to you, waiting for you, if you will come out of the wilderness. He said, I believe I will. My Aunt Peggy, she was 75 at this time, and she's 87 now. And she's dear to my heart. She's my dad's sister. He only has two family members left. He passed away. It's two aunts, my Aunt Martha and my Aunt Peggy. And my Aunt Peggy, her son got a motorcycle. Now listen, is this not the way people think? Her son got a motorcycle. Now he's 50 years old when he gets the motorcycle. And she didn't want him to have one because she said he wanted one from the time he was 16. And she was afraid he'd get hurt on it, so she wouldn't have it. And she said to me, he got him a, is it a Harley Goldwing? Goldwing, okay. He got him this big old Harley, she said. And he and his wife are going to the mountains on that thing. And she said, I can just see them going over the cliff and nobody ever finding them. And I said, oh, my heavens, Aunt Peggy, why can't you just see them going to the mountains, having a wonderful time and coming home? And she went, well, I never thought of that. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I had to pray for Aunt Peggy. And I said, Aunt Peggy, I said, why are you living in fear? Because God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. And she said, well, I've been afraid since I was 5 years old. And I said, Aunt Peggy, don't you think 70 years is long enough to live in fear? She said, I believe it is. And God delivered her from fear. And now she just rolls with the flow. She just is out there as I am. But she's not afraid anymore. And she'll call me up. She'll say, Doug and Evelyn's going to the mountains, going to have a wonderful time and come back home. I'll say, praise the Lord. See, it's not time to get afraid. It's time to trust in Jesus with all our heart. It's time to present our body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and stop being conformed to the world. And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed. Yes, change the way you think. that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And walk in love. Walk in love like Jesus did. Walk in love because Jesus presented himself a sacrifice and he walked in love. And we ought to walk as he walked. He said, as you sent me, so have I sent them into the world. And yes, he was talking about his disciples in John 17. But if you go a little further down, he said, not just these, but all of them that'll believe because of what they say, because of their words. That's us. I'm not afraid. Listen. I'll tell you what'll get you out of fear quicker than anything is walking in love toward everybody. Just believe that people are doing the best that they can do and just pray for them. See, Jesus, when he was being crucified, never had sin, did he? He had never sinned. Okay, how did he do? He didn't look at the crowd and say, I forgive y'all. He didn't do that, did he? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why can't we just do that? Why can't we just say, Father, forgive them and not get offended? Because the spirit of offense will separate you from God. I said to God one morning, I would get up so very early to study, like in the fourth watch from 3 to 6, demonic power is at an all-time low. Because I remember when I used to party, I'd go home by 3 o'clock in the morning and crash. See, the darkness was usually quieter. All the demonic spirits at the 3 to 6 a.m. hour. I would get up and I would study. And I'm going to tell you this right now. God showed me so many profound things at 3 a.m. Sometimes now I sleep till 4, sometimes 4:30. But God has revealed himself to me in so many magnificent ways. I opened my Bible that morning, and there it was. The first thing I opened to, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And I said, God, I think I love you like that. But how can I know? Because I didn't know if God thought I loved him like that. And just as clear as if I spoke it in your ear right now, God said to me, go to Psalm 119, 165. I went there and it said, great peace. Notice he said peace. Have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace have they which love thy law. The law is the word. Is God the word? In the beginning, John 1 and 1 was the Word. And the Word was what? With God. And the Word was God. So, if you want to know, if you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, don't get offended. Don't get offended. It wastes so much energy when you get offended at anybody. And then it separates you from God because you're thinking on the spirit of offense and you can't have your thoughts on but one thing at a time. Now, they can jump every little bit, but you can't think about being mad at somebody, being offended at them, and think about God and his goodness at the same time. It's impossible to do it. So, I just used to not get offended. And you know what? After I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm not going to get my feelings hurt. I'm not going to wear them on my shoulder. I'm a big girl. And I'm going to act like a big girl. and I'm going to act in a way. My daddy used to say, did your daddy ever tell you you better act right when you leave here? Because if you don't, I'll know it before you get back. Has your daddy ever told you that? Mine did. My daddy told me and my four younger brothers, is that your mom and dad? Oh, Lord Jesus, I love it. Hey, they'll tell you in a hurry. Oh, yeah, I know it. They'll know it before you get there. You get into something, and my daddy would say, everything you do is a reflection on me. Yeah. Uh-huh. So if I would stay out of trouble from my earthly father, how much more will I stay out of trouble from my heavenly father, the one who created me and breathed his breath into me and gave me a plan and a purpose? Just know this. God's saying right now, just know this. If you will place your life in his hands, you will always know which turn in the road to take. You'll always be divinely guided. Always. Always divinely guided. Everything you need will come to you at the perfect time. Everything you need. Your heart will hold woo, the thoughts, the intents, and the purpose of God's heart. Your heart and his heart will be one heart, beating together. Listen, when you just love, fear leaves you. Fear of death has left me. I have no fear of death. No fear of death. I have no fear of money. I have no fear of anything happening to anybody. You know, people will say, oh, my husband, bless his heart. One time, God directed me to go to this place. Well, I went through Hardee's to get a hamburger. And I just thought I was getting a hamburger. I didn't know it was a divine appointment with God. But I went through Hardee's, and when I ordered with the little girl on the phone, I mean on the machine, God said, when you get to the window, give her $40. She needs some money. And I said, okay, God. And I got real excited. Didn't even forgot about the hamburger. And got so excited. So I called her when I got to the window. I called her of a supervisor to come and asked her, could I give her $40? And her supervisor started crying. I said, God told me to. And she started crying, and her supervisor started crying. And her supervisor said, oh, yes. Oh, this is God. This is God. She said, because she has to pay a cab $10 a day round trip to pick her up and bring her to work and then to take her home at night for after work. And she said she needs money so bad. So I handed her the $40, and God said, ask her what else she needs. And I said, what else do you need, baby? God wants to know what you need. And she said, my little brother needs medicine. My mother let his insurance expire. She didn't get recertified. And he needs medicine, and it's very expensive, and we can't get it. And I said, but God can. And I said, can you get somebody to bring me the prescription? She said, I have it in my purse. So she gives me the prescription, and I go and talked to my pharmacist, and he said, this is going to be a lot of money. He said, I'll split it with you. Wow. So it only ended up costing me. See, when God gets, whoo, sister, when the Holy Ghost gets in it, he will mess with it, and he can't leave it alone. Woo! So my part was $90, and the pharmacist was $90. It was lovely. Now, I told her, I'll get it. I'll bring it to you Sunday morning. Give me your address. I miss church. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I asked my husband if he'd like to go with me. I didn't know where I was going. Oh, I should have just went. Because we went. And they were doing drug deals on the sidewalk corners. And there was a lot of, and at that particular time, I had a beautiful pearl white Cadillac. But there was a lot of vehicles sitting around that didn't have no wheels on them. And my husband was beside himself. And I said, God, this is God. I have to take this medicine to this baby. She said he's screaming day and night because he's tormented with something on his head. So I go up in there, the right apartment, and it's got quilts hung over the windows. And he said, you're not going in there where I can't see inside. And I said, I'll be back in a minute. You know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. So I went up in there. Put that medicine on that little screaming baby's head, and that little baby quit screaming in just a little bit. And I stayed up in there a while. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. He pulled to the end of the road. He said, Judy, you got to promise me you'll never do this again. I said, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord about it. I said, because God had his mind on a baby. And God had his mind on a family that didn't have what we have. Oh, Lord Jesus, you talk about, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. He's taken me on so many God adventures. I love God adventures. Hey, and if you'll get out there on that limb we talked about this morning, where you'll definitely fall flat on your face if he don't rescue you. Amen. Yes. You hadn't lived till you've had a God adventure like that. You hadn't lived till you leave and there's so much joy in you that you cry tears. Not because you're sad, but because you are glad. And because he allowed you to do anything for him. I don't know about all of you, but in the world I live for the devil. But when I found Jesus, oh, when I found him, I've lived for him ever since. And he is so beautiful and so lovely. And one morning we lived in an old farmhouse we'd remodeled, and it was freezing cold before we got it insulated. And my husband was going to put insulation in the attic, and I got up, and it was so cold. And I was sitting in a chair right in front of the little heater, and I was shivering and shaking all over. And I said, God, I want to stay up and get with you, but I'm freezing. God, I want to get back in the bed. And he said, open your Bible. And I opened my Bible, and it said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I jumped up, screamed like a wild woman, run and jumped on my husband in the bed. This is 3 a.m. Said, get up, baby. God just talked to me. He said, go on in yonder, baby. Go on in there. I don't have to get up for 2.5 more hours. See, but I wasn't cold anymore. Whew. When God comes on the scene, everything gets good. Everything gets good. It'll work. I promise it will. I feel like I am from another country. Yeah, I feel like I just visit here occasionally. But I live in the kingdom. And he promised if we would repent, if we would change our thoughts, attitudes, and behavior, and line up with right living by God's standard, that we could touch heaven. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's within your reach. I love where I live because I'm seated in a heavenly place in Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And everything that goes on down here, it's under my feet. It's under my feet. I like it, don't you? Woo! Everything's under my feet. It's like I know what's going on, and I pray about everything, but it's like I'm in this bubble thing. You know that old song, na, 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 can't touch this. Na, 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 can't touch this.
That's right.
Woo! God wants us to become untouchable. Woo! All right, everybody, stand to your feet because the Holy Ghost is through. Amen. Woo! Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Woo! Woo! That intercession was awesome, wasn't it? Whew. Thank you, each and every one of you who have prayed for me to come to for God's presence and His power. Woo! Thank you for preparing a place for Him and for me. Because Grace Tabernacle is written on my heart forever. Forever. I love it here. And I had lunch with Pastor Gary and Pam. I think I can be a member now. Right? Is that right? Is that right? Okay. 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 If I lived close enough to get here, you better know I'd be here. You would see my face every service. Father, in the glorious name of Jesus, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving in my heart. I thank you for your word, words of life that you have spoken. I give you honor. I give you praise for every person that's here. For you have ordained this divine appointment. And now, Father, if there's anything that your precious people need, I desire to yield to you, to let you touch them and let you meet that need any way you desire to. In your presence, there's truly fullness of joy. And we thank you that we can say it has been wonderful. The praise team, oh wow. The beautiful woman who worshiped you. Oh, Father, with the flags, oh, forever written on my heart. God, the horns out of this world, beautiful. Oh, the voices all became one. Glorifying you, praising you, loving on you. How good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise. Now, if anybody would like to ask Jesus to come in their heart, just make your way toward the front. He wasn't ashamed to hang on a cross for us. I'm not ashamed of Him. And if we confess Him before man, He promised to confess us before the angels. I want Jesus to talk about me before the angels. I want Him to. I want all the angels to know me by name, because I'm going to confess Him because Jesus is Lord. He's beautiful. He's a wonderful Savior. If you need anything else, if you need prayer, if you need a word from God, a word of encouragement, just make your way to the front. Line up across the front. Everybody, oh, we got some coming. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. All right.